Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join in as we face the issues. And I pray today that as you listen, you will participate. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue. Today, we're going to be talking about warnings from Russia and other headlines. Warning from Russia and other headlines. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a shame when you have around the world the international leaders that are literally mocking our nation, mocking the president, laughing at us as a people, and looking at the American system of government with great disdain and laughter. That's exactly what we see taking place around the globe. And while our eyes are focused on COVID-19, focused on the forced mandate of the taking the jab, while our eyes and hearts are focused on how to protect ourselves from the invasion of the political elitist in Washington and the taking of medications and or chemicals into our bodies that we reject or that we're not desirous of, while all of our eyes and hearts are focused on that, we see rumblings of wars and rumors of wars. That's talked about in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, 7, and 8. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all of these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all of these are only the beginning of sorrows. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the hand of God. We're watching the prophetic eschatological clock of God coming to fruition every day, moment by moment, as the clock ticks. So join with us in this broadcast today. Love to hear from you, your thoughts, your conclusions, your dialogue, and discussion on these issues. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus boldly says in John 14, 6, "I am truth. I am truth." And then he points to the Word of God. John 17, 17 says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Logos, the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. In Colossians 1:13 through 18, it says that Jesus Christ is the creator of all in the universe and the world itself. So we're talking about the fact that Jesus Christ is the truth. It is the truth of the Word of God that we need to focus on and depend on. We find in our society today, however, the fulfillment, if you will, of what the secularist George Orwell said in 1947-48 in the writing of the dystopian novel entitled 1984, where he projected what America would be like by 1984. He was about 80% correct. However, he was off on his date. We're seeing this taking place now in the past 2 to 5 years, but he said 1984. "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it," Orwell said. And we're finding that to be factual today. If you go to the Beltway in Washington, you speak the truth, and Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the other three will laugh and mock and make fun. If you talk about what needs to be done in America to bring things under control and to focus on God and go back to the Word of God, you'll find people like Jerry Nadler that said, "God's Word has no place in the halls of Congress or in the Capitol building." Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a dearth of truth in America. In fact, it was a former U.S. Senator, Jim DeMint, that made the statement. He says, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me just read one poignant paragraph from that long statement. Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator, says, this is the core principle. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity, he wrote. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a very factual statement. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made such a powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly the goal and intent of this broadcast today, is to face the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth factor that's so evidently missing in the Beltway in Washington, in our secular system. It's the truth is missing in Dr. Anthony Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci, the Emperor Anthony Fauci. I don't believe the man knows how to tell the truth. He couldn't spell the truth. I don't believe his life depended on it. Then you have the CDC, the NIH, the Health and Human Services Department, and even right to the Oval Office with the puppet Joe Biden. It is Barack Hussein Obama that's pulling the strings. He's the puppeteer. Biden simply is the puppet, the cognitively depleted individual sitting in Washington that is posing as our president. Yes, the election was stolen. Yes, we have a man in the Oval Office that is the puppet, and Barack Hussein Obama is pulling the strings as the puppeteer. That's where we are in America, and there's a disdain for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a staff, knowledgeable staff, that can answer all of your questions for professional lawn care equipment as well as for the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At that intersection, ladies and gentlemen, of the I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, you'll find a gigantic 165-foot flagpole towering above the sky level with the Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the subject today, the issue that we have chosen to deal with, we're talking about the warnings from Russia and other headline news. There's about five or six major headline news that we'll touch on today. Perhaps you have other headline news that you'll not hear today on the broadcast. You'd like to jump in. It's kind of an open mic, open line for your thoughts, your suggestions, your dialogue and discussion on the issues. You might want to join in on an issue and ask questions on issues that we're not covering today, but we'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, around the world today, as we're watching, the global leaders are watching America and laughing at America. Who would have ever thought that the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, would be publicly criticizing and laughing at America? Who would have ever thought that it would be Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, that would be telling America where we're headed and what we're going to face? And he's on target with what he says. But he's doing so in a pun, fun, laughter, making fun of fashion against America. This would have never happened, ladies and gentlemen, under the Trump administration. Under the Trump administration, all the international leaders looked at America with respect. International leaders looked at America as strong. International leaders looked at America as having a president that would respond if anything were to take place that would be harmful or detrimental for our nation. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I've used the biblical text so often in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? the foundations of America today are being eroded, destroyed, undermined, absolutely eviscerated. And it's being carried out, ladies and gentlemen, at the beck and call. It's being carried out by a totalitarian dictatorship form of government that is none other than Joe Biden and the cronies that's now in his cabinet and all of his administration. I call them scabs from the Obama administration. Biden is not capable, not cognitively capable, of leading our nation. They knew that when they used him as the Manchurian puppet candidate. His handlers knew that when they lied about the election. His handlers knew that. The Democratic Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party knew that when they stole the election. And it is a stolen election. By the way, a little parenthetical footnote to that. I'm embarrassed for, I'm ashamed of, all of the Republican political leaders that are too spineless to take a stand and say, yes, the election was stolen. They cower to the demands of Washington because they're fearful of the next election that they might in some way infuriate or in some way cause someone to be antagonized and not vote for them. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in standing for truth. I believe that's the element that's missing. But Vladimir Putin, in his statement, let me just read you several brief paragraphs from a three-page article. Title of the article, Putin warns wokeness, W-O-K-E-N-E-S-S, you know, the woke society, warns wokeness is destroying the West. It happened in Russia. It's evil. It will destroy all values. Dateline October the 22nd, 2021. Russian President Vladimir Putin slammed during a speech on Thursday the far-left woke ideology that he said is causing societal ills throughout the Western world, saying that it is no different than what happened in Russia during the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. Putin made the remark during a plenary session of the 18th annual meeting in Valdai International Discussion Club in Sochi, which the topic was global shakeup in the 21st century. Putin's remarks were translated by an interpreter and then downloaded. And ladies and gentlemen, this is some of the quote. Quote, we see with bemusement the paralysis unfolding in countries that have grown accustomed to viewing themselves as the flagship of progress. Now keep in mind, Putin is laughing at, mocking at, making fun of America because of our wokeness and what is taking place. He's pointing out that Russia has experienced this, and basically if you use the young blood vernacular, he's pointing out that America hadn't got sense enough to see it and avoid it. And we're falling into the wokeness trap, is what he's saying. Putin said during an event where he spoke for a few hours, of course, it's none of our business of what is happening, the society, social and cultural shocks that are happening in some countries in the Western countries. Some believe that aggressive blotting out of the whole pages of your own history, the affirmation or the affirmative action in the interest of minorities, and the requirement to renounce the traditional interpretation of such views and values as mother, father, family, and the distinction between sexes are milestones, a renewal of society. Putin said that the Western nations had a right to do whatever they wanted to do, but that the overwhelming majority of Russian society have already rejected these new ways of thinking, end quote. Then an elongated paragraph, he says this, the preparedness of the so-called social progress believed that the bringing a new conscience, a new consciousness to humanity, something that is more correct, Putin said. But there is one thing that I would like to say. The recipes that come up with nothing new, the paradoxical as it may seem, but this is something we saw in Russia. It happened in our country before and after 1917 revolution. The Bolsheviks followed a dogma of Marxists and Engels, and they also declared that they would go into change the traditional lifestyle, the political and economic lifestyle, as well as the very notion of morality, the basic principle for a healthy society. They were trying to destroy age and century-long values, revisiting the relationship between the people they were encouraging, informing on one's own beloved and families, that is having the snitch line. We have that in America today through the DOJ and the FBI. Further, he says, it was hailed as the March of Progress, and it was very popular across the world, and it was supported by many, as we see it is happening right now in the Western Hemisphere. Incidentally, the Bolsheviks were absolutely intolerant of all other opinions, any opinion that was different from their own, Putin continued. I think this should remind us of something that is happening, and we see what is happening in the Western countries. It is with puzzlement that we see these practices Russia used to have and that we left behind in the distant past. We fought for equality against discrimination, turns in an aggressive dogmatism on the brink of absurdity. When great authors of the past, such as Shakespeare, are no longer taught in the schools and universities because they were announced as backward classics and did not understand the importance of gender or race. I'll read this paragraph and leave off. Quote, in Hollywood, there are leftists reminding you that you should what should be done in the cinemas, the films, and how many personalities and actors you've got. What kind of color? What kind of sex? Something is even tighter and stricter than what the Department of Propaganda of the Soviet Communist Party and Central Committee did, he said. We're talking about now the quote from Vladimir Putin, president of Russia. And the fight against racism, which is a lofty goal, turns into new culture, cancel culture, and to reverse discrimination, racism on the obverse. And it brings people apart, whereas the true fighters for civic rights, they were trying to eliminate those differences. I asked my colleagues to find this quote from Martin Luther King, and he said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where there is not to be judged by the color of the skin, but by the content of heart. This is true value. You know, the Bolsheviks were speaking about nationalizing not just the property, but also women, Putin continued. The proponents of new approaches go so far that they want to eliminate the whole notion of men and women and those who dare say that men and women exist and that this is a biological fact. They are all but banished. Parents, number one, parent number two, or parent that has given birth, or instead of breast milk, you would say human milk, and you say all of that so that the people are not sure of their sexual agenda, and they're not happy at all. Those elongated quotes, ladies and gentlemen, out of a three-page article from Vladimir Putin, laughing at America and the woke culture, the wokeness of society that we have today. Russia is now warning America that the tragic end, ladies and gentlemen, of the so-called woke society in America, the woke crowd in America, the woke crowd that wants to cancel culture and believe that they are the only ones that have an answer to the issues in society in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned to where we're going by watching the woke society, the cancel culture, dominate our society today. In the cancel culture and the so-called wokeness in America, I don't know where that word originated, but I'm assuming they probably inserted it now in the updated dictionaries. They use terms and words today that you would have never dreamed possible 50 years ago. But the wokeness in America today, in that wokeness, there's the Black Lives Matter. And when you say all lives matter, then all of a sudden you have a fight on your hand because you're not believing what they're saying, that Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, BLM as it is known, is a Marxist agenda, Marxist society, a Marxist program. And under Karl Marx, there was a mindset, divide society by race, divide society economically, destroy the economy, and dethrone God. Those are some of the major tenets of Karl Marx and Marxism. Socialism and Marxism are simply light, L-I-T-E, terms for communism. And today in the wokeness and the woke society, we are pushing Black Lives Matter. Or critical race theory, CRT, critical race theory. By the way, the head of the DOJ, the one that Merrick Garland, his son is in the business of publishing educational material. Guess what? The educational material he's publishing is the critical race theory garbage, the communist, socialist, Marxist critical race theory. He has gotten a $27 million contract with the school boards across America, funded by federal tax dollars to be utilized. This is the reason, Gerald, just the reason now that the head of the DOJ is now protecting his son's entity and his son's interest in selling printed material to the schools that will promulgate the critical race theory. This is the reason he is calling families and parents that go into the school board meetings and challenge and confront the school boards about the garbage they're teaching in the school, dividing us by race. He is now calling all of we, the people that challenge the school boards, we're now considered domestic terrorists. And we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a corrupt system today, and it's because it's the cancel culture, the woke society. The idea that if you are woke, that you're somehow, some way, something that's different, something that is elite. The idea also today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're white, you're evil. White supremacist is the pushing out of the DOJ and the FBI. If you're white, you're suspect. If you're white, there's a possibility that you're a domestic terrorist. If you're white, somehow, some way, you're dealing with white supremacists and you need to be reeducated. Coca-Cola and many of the other national, international chains of product and productivity are now pushing the critical race theory and the white supremacist theory, where you have to be reeducated and to somehow, some way, lose your whiteness. That's the push today because of the woke society in which we're in. The communists today, ladies and gentlemen, are in total control of our colleges and universities. Our colleges and universities today in America are the teaching is carried out by the woke society. The woke society happens to be a new term, in my opinion, of the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party and their agenda to literally destroy the Constitutional Republic called the United States of America. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you ask the question, why should Christians be concerned? Why should conservatives be concerned? Ladies and gentlemen, if we lose our foundation in America, what can the righteous do? The scripture is extremely clear, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs 29 and verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a mourning America. We're mourning because of the loss of societal rights and freedoms. We're mourning today, ladies and gentlemen, because of the declension that we find morally, ethically, biblically, and spiritually. We're mourning as a nation today, ladies and gentlemen, because of what we see as we the people, we the citizens are being repressed and considered as second class if we don't go along with the woke society. Keep in mind that it was Vladimir Putin that made the statement that the West is being destroyed today because of the evil that is found in the wokeness and the cancel culture that is around the nation in America today. Putin addressed it as the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, the cancel culture wants to cancel law enforcement, cancel whiteness, cancel our borders, cancel everything that we call near and dear, cancel the historical monuments, cancel any gender references, cancel our Bill of Rights, and I can go on and on and on. Do you hear what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? The cancel culture today are in control of the policies, procedures, and the rules and regulations coming out of the Oval Office. Joe Biden has issued about 83 executive orders. Tony Perkins says over 60% of those are antithetical to faith, family, and freedom in America. We need to recognize that we're on the fast track for the demise of our constitutional republic. So in reality, ladies and gentlemen, Vladimir Putin is laughing at America because we're the so-called enlightenment society, but it is the enlightenment of woke cancel culture which will destroy our constitutional republic. So he's laughing at us, and he's not the only one. We're being laughed at by chairman that's in charge of the Chinese government, Xi or Xi. We're watching other nations. Just recently, Biden was pleading with the Kim Jong fool, as I call him, of our North Korea, pleading with him to come to the table and talk. You know what Kim Jong, young man said? he said he's not interested in talking with Joe Biden at all. He refused to have any conversation with Biden. In fact, to show his disdain for Biden, he set off a missile that Biden was saying we ought not to be doing in North Korea. Now, there was never a full resolution of the differences there during the Trump administration. But President Trump had Kim Jong-il's attention that Kim Jong-il knew that if he did something out of hand, that Trump would retaliate, would respond for the protection of the United States of America. I'm pointing out to you that we have mockery and laughter around the globe in the political high elitist circles against America and the American leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, let's think for a moment of what Biden is doing. He has allowed the crude oil, right now I believe today's market is something like $83 a barrel for crude oil, $83 a barrel. But because Biden is so help on trying to force everyone into electric cars or to ride the trains or to ride the buses or public transportation, he's trying to do everything possible to eliminate the gasoline combustion engine and to force everybody into an electric car on the passenger trains. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that in the $3.5 trillion budget or bill that they're trying to push, he will include there some $125 million, $125 million to set up rail services, and says that he would be able to take millions, listen, Biden will be able to take millions of cars, automobiles, off the highways to protect the highways and protect this infrastructure. He'll be able to take millions of cars off the highways by forcing everyone, he didn't use the term forcing, encouraging everyone to ride the trains. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a government today that wants to tell us what to eat, wants to tell us what we can drive, wants to tell us where we can go, wants to tell us what we need to inject in our bodies, wants to tell us what we need to, whether we can go to church or not, whether we can have Christmas and Thanksgiving or not, wants to tell us how many can go to the family reunions together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a repressive society today, and I'm saying this not to be detrimental and negative, but to say that every Christian, we need to wake up, listen up, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. We need to go back to the biblical context of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 14. If my people, which you call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I forgive their sins, and then will I heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a prerequisite that God sets into place for what we need to do as Christians. We need to humble ourselves and come before him, seek his face, confess our sins, and ask him to heal our land, and he will do so. But ladies and gentlemen, we're not finding that today. We're finding the great falling away. We're finding today the apostasy where multitudes are not in church. Biden and that administration, ladies and gentlemen, today is going to be held by God responsible for the closure of churches and for the apostasy that's taking place, because there's a mindset somehow, some way, that we need to cling on to government and forget God. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says Biden is pleading with the oil companies to, in secret, as gas prices hits $5 a gallon. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, in the South and the Southeast, we're looking at almost $5 a gallon. And in California, gasoline is hitting $6 and $6.50 a gallon. And yet we're talking about now the Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas season coming up with this much more travel. And ladies and gentlemen, in that travel, we're going to find a major, major super cost for gasoline. And it's because the Biden administration shutting down the XL pipeline. The Biden administration just shut down another pipeline. The Biden administration is trying to force Americans into a way of life that we do not want. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says in part, the dramatic rise in gasoline prices under Joe Biden was entirely predictable given the attack on the oil production since taking office. Now, the White House is reportedly trying to make nice with the domestic producers in hopes that they can increase supply and thereby bring down the cost. The price is the highest it's been since 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need for America to turn back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break for about 1 minute. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.